Okay, let's go to the movies, and I have to drag you into this, Franklin, because I got you to watch Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Yeah.
And your wife says you've been juicing.
I have. I confess.
Well, our movie this week is, if you guys have not listened or have not watched Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, please watch it. It's a great documentary, and if it can inspire Franklin to juice, wow. Anyway, but the one, I don't know if you had the chance to watch the one for this week, it's called May I Be Frank, and it's about a Sicilian, 54-year-old Sicilian from New York who's living out in San Francisco and wanders into a restaurant called Cafe Gratitude, which is raw organic food, and he becomes friends with the young guys running it and ends up becoming their project, where they decide they're going to heal him of drug addiction and hepatitis C by putting him on a juice fast and a raw diet. It's raw and juice. And so he goes through a transformation not unlike what Phil Staples goes through in Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up was in Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, Phil Staples, the trucker, who has such an amazing experience on a juice fast, is healed of an autoimmune disease, as is Joe Cross, the maker of the documentary. In May I Be Frank, the protagonist, Frank Ferranti, has hepatitis C, and then after the juice fast for, I think it was 30 days, it's then shown, the tests show him as being negative in hepatitis C.
Wow.
And right, I know, it's an amazing moment. You go, oh my goodness. I bring it up because another one that I've mentioned before, and we did it on Let's Go to the Movies on the Salieri Report, was Simply Raw, raw for 30 days, and it tells the story of people healed of diabetes by, you know, same kind of diet and nutrition. And I wanted to bring these all up, Franklin, because, you know, as you look at what's happening, whether it's Basel III or the military getting ready for martial law or, you know, any of these crazy things, and certainly the Supreme Court decision on healthcare, I just feel a need to get really, really radical. And I think if you're healthy, you can deal with a lot more stress than if you're not. And Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and now May I Be Frank, are two movies that are very inspiring you to get really, really radical about health and fresh food. So if you haven't seen it, Franklin, and you want more inspiration, May I Be Frank, you can link to it from the blog post. Anything? How do you feel after juicing? How do you feel?
You know, the strange thing is I'm sort of slowly losing weight, but I'm hungry too. I feel great. It makes me feel great. But you know, I heard another miracle story like that this week from the friend who came by, and he was telling me that he had a friend who'd been on, had been diabetic for 51 years, and his wife developed a gluten allergy, and he had to go on a gluten-free diet because his wife was going on a gluten-free diet, which means it's going to be a lot higher in vegetables. And he got off of insulin.
Wow!
Just by changing the diet. So for heaven's sakes, I don't know how it works. I just know that you feel a lot better, and you know, for that alone, it's worth it.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't discovered the joys of fresh food, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and May I Be Frank, and Simply Raw, there's also up on the Subscribers Resource page a list of my favorite, it's about 20 or so food documentaries, and so if you feel inspired, you can work your way through.